Okay, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. The secret is out. The Bracebridge Horticultural Society Front Yard Garden Contest is on. Over the past 10 summers, entrances have been growing for this Front Yard Garden Contest. We'd love to see even more entries for this year for the 150th anniversary of Bracebridge. Now, living in this unique town of over 17,000 residents, it can be hard to imagine the tiny settlement of North Falls scattered along a stump-filled dirt track of what was to become Bracebridge. When John Beale, our first permanent settler, came here in 1859, there was only a huge fallen tree across the falls to act as a bridge. The first bridge was erected in 1861, and then came a stage service. Now, with the stage from Washego to here, it was $1 a pound for freight, so you can imagine how expensive materials would be to get into this northern hamlet, if you like. The steamboat service started in 1866, and of course that brought more settlers and also more trade. But it wasn't until 1886 that the first passenger train even came to Bracebridge. In 1875, this fledgling hamlet became a village. Some say that the count was held on a holiday when many people from the outlying areas were in for the festivities, and they could be counted to make up the count required to become a village. But who knows? Once a village, property owners were encouraged to clean up rubbish out of their yards and to pen up those cattle and goats that roamed at will. By 1932, the Bracebridge Horticultural Society was formed with the aim to help beautify the town with community flower beds and planting trees. You can understand that the town site was really devoid of any trees at this time because of the logging in the area. Now, the Hort Society also encouraged and would help educate gardeners to grow their own variety of vegetables and flowers, and they even provided seeds in many instances. But enough of that. All residents are invited to contribute to the beautification of Bracebridge by participating in the Bracebridge Horticultural Society's Front Yard Garden Contest. Bracebridge has much to offer visitors and citizens, and what better way to express pride in our community than through our gardens? Small or large, formal or whimsical, flowers are mixed with herbs and vegetables. All gardens can be unique. Now, our contest is open from now until July 15th. Once nominations close on July 15th, a team of judges will evaluate each nominated garden based on the design and the color, shapes, the textures of plant materials. Judges will look for balance and a proportion to the house and the general yard, perhaps the use of a focal point, general maintenance, and perhaps some historical content to help celebrate the 150th anniversary of Bracebridge. Now, you can nominate your own garden, a neighbor's garden, or even the garden of a total stranger that you think is exceptional as you walk or jog by. This contest was meant to highlight the hard work of Bracebridge gardeners and to help create pride in our gardens, and of course in our gardeners. The owners of the top 10 gardens will be contacted to see if they'll allow the Hort Society to take a picture of their garden and put up a little sign stating that they are indeed winners of the contest this year. Winners will receive a small cash prize, enough to perhaps buy another plant for their garden, and a free membership into the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Have you seen an outstanding garden as you've been out and about in Bracebridge this season? Would you like to express your appreciation to the hard-working gardeners who've created the masterpiece? If so, please nominate your find in the Bracebridge Horticultural Society's Front Yard Garden Contest. Nominations are open from now until July 15th. Now, we usually receive 40 to 50 nominations a year, but more are always welcome. Don't be shy. Nomination is easy. All you have to do is call 705-645-2507 or email bloomingfyg@gmail.com. That's bloomingfyg@gmail.com. And give the address of the garden that you wish to nominate. No names are necessary, but they're quite handy. So come on, go and have a look around. Even take the little bus that runs around. It's a great way to look at people's gardens while you don't have to drive. And do think about and fill in a nomination for a front yard garden contest. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.